What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about
talk
now.
About.
She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout
not gonna
now.
Shout now, she's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
Sound about now, what it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, no fun, 'cause your Crippin's podcast comes out today. We'll have no fun, no fun, 'cause your Crippin's podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, Episode 27, Season 10. I am your host, Jen Kirkman. This is the podcast. Thank you to all of you who are leaving reviews. It really does help, as you've heard a million other podcasters say it. Somebody wrote a review of this podcast a little while ago, gave it one star and said something to the effect of, I have enough people complaining in my life. I don't want to listen to this podcast. And a bunch of you have been giving the review, the podcast five-star reviews and saying things like, if you complain even more, I'll give you a six-star review. So I found that very funny. Thank you. Please always do review it if you feel like it. If not, it's literally no big deal. And I don't want any stress, okay? I don't want to give you guys anything to do. All you're going to do right now is sit back and relax and listen to this episode of No Fun. So many things to talk about this week, but I'm not sure what I will get to and what I won't. So I'm not going to announce it, because I don't want to disappoint anyone. You can see what will be talked about this episode if you take a looky at the show notes, which should be there wherever you're listening to this podcast. So it's the day after the midterm election here in America. And I don't know, you know, I'm just, it's out of my hands at this point. I don't need to keep hyper focusing on it. So whenever we find out if Republicans are going to control the Senate by a small minority or if the Democrats will remain the holders of the Senate, I just tell me when it's over. I mean, you don't have to tell me. I've got people in my life. Don't worry about it, person that's listening. You don't have to tell me. But I'm stressed. I'm trying not to be stressed because I've got the shingles. I keep calling it shingles, but I think it is the shingles. I don't need the. What do you think? Shingles think they're so important? Oh, these shingles. Oh, okay. Those are just shingles you had. I'm calling it shingles. As a friend of mine said, you are now shingle white female. I thought that was very funny. You know, I'm not saying like go on a comedy tour and close with that funny, but it was like funny. It was like a funny pun that someone said to me and I love it. Yeah. So I have shingles. Oh my God. Can I get it listening to the podcast? You cannot get it listening to the podcast. Don't worry. It's only skin-to-skin contact, but I have my headphones in. I know, but I'm not. It's just my voice going through your ears. I promise you can't get it. Okay, I'm going to take the headphones out, though, and just listen to it regular because I'm nervous, you know? It's a lot going around. Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about my shingles. Is that any fun for anyone? I know the podcast is called No Fun, but is it really called an update on my shingles? I might talk about it on the Patreon version of the podcast. That's where I usually talk about my personal life. I mean, I talk about a million things, things going on in pop culture, sometimes politics, just societally, you know, it's not a celebrity pop culture show, but I just mean like the culture of society and, you know, fun stuff going up in my life, going on in my life. And so if you want to join the Patreon, you may do so by clicking the link in the show notes or patreon.com/JenKirkman. I believe this episode is only available to the $4 a month subscribers and the $3 a month. So you can join for the $5 a month. Who cares? You can join for $3, $4, $5 a month. And that, you know, however much you pay depends on how many episodes you get. And right now you can get 10% off if you subscribe annually. So there you go. Get all that info and come on and have some fun over on Patreon. One thing I do love about it is the community. It sounds like I'm starting a cult. I'm not. I'm just saying people leave comments about the episodes, things they liked, things they related to, or they tell their own funny stories about what's going on in their lives. And everybody's very nice and nobody's yelling about politics and nobody's trolling or gaslighting. And Elon Musk, as far as I know, is not there. So if you need a happy place to go, I recommend my Patreon because you can talk to other people. Speaking of talking to other people and the internet, one segment I've been doing the last 2 weeks on this show, on the Patreon version, is reading things from the Nextdoor app. If you're not familiar with it, it's a place where white people go to talk about their fear of everything in the world. I mean, it's not really what it's for. It's for neighbors to, I don't know, help each other with whatever might be going on in the neighborhood. But it's really turned into this. The way I see it is just, yeah, white people afraid of everything. Horrified by every little thing. I mean, and this isn't the Nextdoor app in small town USA. This is set to Los Angeles. You know, you would think people that live in a city, I mean, Los Angeles is, the part of Los Angeles that my Nextdoor app is set to is the Studio City area. It has this little suburban vibe to it for sure. It's not a city the way you think of like Detroit or New York or Baltimore. No, it's not. It's doesn't look like a city. So it's like very suburban and whatever. But you're kind of in a, I don't know, you're in Los Angeles. I mean, did you not think there might be people that break into your house every once in a while? I'm not saying everyone who lives in LA, their house is broken into a few times a year. I just mean like anywhere there's crime, like there's crime. There's not more. I'm not making a case for cities very well, and that's not what I mean. Cities are amazing, and New York is one of the safest to live in right now. I'm just saying that these people act like they didn't know, you know, unhoused people existed, or, you know, somebody might be on drugs and looking in their windows. I can't, what kind of world is this? It's the same world we always had, people.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Do they have any kind of okay, I'm so sorry, you guys. I am sitting here with my shingles doing a Target delivery order, and the thing I want is not available, but I would like my shopper to find something comparable. And I'm sorry, they're texting me. I know you're thinking, Jen, how is this a podcast? You want me to pay for this? Yeah, because if you get it, you get it. This is what no fun is. You know, I'm sitting at my table here podcasting, and you know, this is how I do. So I do. Hang on, let me write back that I would like this one. Okay, so I've been reading the Nextdoor app, and the reason I have it, now somebody wrote to me and said, Jen, you need to get off this, it's very toxic, but I think it's hilarious. Now, I don't have the app on my phone. I don't know why that makes me think I'm less involved in the toxicity, but basically, when I moved out of Los Angeles a couple of months ago, I was selling everything that I own, and I wanted people to come over and buy things. And so I thought, oh, I'll put my information on the Nextdoor app. I'd never used it before. I downloaded it. I put it on there. And, you know, didn't really bring that much to me. But so I, you know, unsubscribed, I thought, and I closed down the app and I removed it from my phone. And I thought, that's that, because I really don't have any interest in being on Nextdoor. I think it's kind of an obnoxious app. And so, but something must have happened, because I get these updates on my email address once a week, kind of like this, you know, newsletter of everything that's been being talked about this week on your Nextdoor app. And I could not help but just keep reading it. And I'm obsessed now. So I try to pick out the most ridiculous ones, and let's see. Okay, this lady says, a lady came knocking, this is from Annette, a lady came knocking to our door. I don't have a picture, but she claims the Nestle and the Arrowhead companies are going to drop off free water next week for everyone, plus a water cooler. Then she says it's $3 and asked to scan the barcode she had with my phone. She got really irritated when I said, no thanks, I buy the water I need. Have you encountered this? Now, admittedly, this does sound like a scam and ridiculous, but it's just the way people react to people that just cracks me up. This one woman says, Vera says, why open the door to a stranger? They could have others on the side and push their way in to hurt you, rob you. Who knows? Be safe, especially during these coming weeks. This was 6 days ago. Now, does she mean the election weeks? Is Thanksgiving normally a very, is that when crime shoots up or something? I mean, it's just like the woman's asking a question. Have you guys heard of this weird scam? And someone could say, oh yeah, that is a scam. Or no, it's actually not, but this woman's going about it badly. But this whole, don't answer the door to a stranger. Well, she already did. So save your hot take and hot tips for somebody else. I mean, I would probably never open the door to a stranger, but you never know why people do. Maybe she's a Christ-like woman who was taught that anybody who comes to the door could be Jesus. So you got to open the door for everybody because you don't want to piss off Jesus. I don't know. I don't know what her value. But I mean, it's not insane to open the door. And there could be people hiding on the side and they're going to push you. I'm sure the woman looked to the left, looked to the right. I mean, unless there's giant bushes right outside her door that completely would conceal anything but the size of one person standing there. I mean, these people, again, it's white people freaking out about things, usually things that have not happened. Bruce says, never let anybody use your phone. I mean, he's not wrong. Ted says, it's a very simple rule. Never engage anyone who has not been scheduled by you to visit your home. Okay. Ellie says, I don't open the door for strangers. I have a sign on my door that says that, and I rarely get bugged by anyone. I'm like, guys, what? Thank God I never like was running down the street bleeding after being attacked by a land shark or something and knocking on doors. There's a sign, I don't open to anyone. I'm like, I'm 5 minutes to live. Well, too bad. Someone says, don't scan the code. They get all your information from that. They can wipe your bank accounts. Okay, well, she already did it, you guys. Somebody said, you should never open your door to strangers. That is so dangerous. And someone else wrote, yes, I agree. And then someone else wrote, I miss the Girl Scouts, though. Why does this make me laugh? Oh. Somebody else wrote, why are so many people foaming at the mouth about some door-to-door water salespeople? Just be prudent about not encountering people you don't know. What's the big deal? I'm with this person. This woman, Sue, says, the same thing happened at our building. Police were called, but he was already gone. Police? You're calling the police on a pesky salesperson. Ay, ay, ay. Someone says, play with them a little bit. Make them think you're interested. When you take your phone out for the QR code, actually take a pic of them instead. Then ask for their first and last name in case you have any problems. They know who you're talking to. then shut the door and post their pictures. I can't imagine having that much time to just white it up. And I know you're like, Jen, you're white. I know. And I'm certainly not saying not all white people, but I'm saying not this white person. I'm not this crazy. Do I have, things I probably have to look at? Sure. But this is just such like, and I'm not even saying the people coming to the door aren't white. I'm just saying it's like this panic that I'm just like, guys, what? Nobody's coming for you. Like just literally nobody's coming for you. Okay, here was another one. Now, this one admittedly would be better if I could show you this video, but so there's someone's, security cam footage. And it's just this kind of like chubby guy. And chubby guy, his pants are kind of falling down a little bit. And he's got this, imagine a plastic crate, that you might see outside of a grocery store filled with things. You might see stacks of them, or in my day, you used to put records in them in your dorm room. And then imagine that plastic crate has kind of like a handle on it so that you could wheel it. So someone had something like that on their porch, and this guy has picked it up and he's swinging it at the front door. And the front door is all glass, but it's very heavy glass, and there's kind of iron like things on the glass door, like a little design. This glass ain't breaking. And this guy is just, he's probably, every time he takes a swing with this little empty crate, he kind of loses his balance. He's obviously drunk and he's not an athlete, so far as I can tell. And he's swinging it and it's hitting the door. And I mean, it's not even, it couldn't break the glass if he tried harder. And now he just found a can and he's throwing that at the door. He's obviously trying to break in. This woman wrote, "Be on the lookout for this paint sniffing, glass shattering transient. Is there anywhere within a 10-mile radius of here that is safe?" First of all, no glass was shattered. I see him sniffing no paint. I mean, I don't know where she's projecting that accusation from. But, everyone's jumping in. Everybody's scared. Everybody's scared. Somebody says, they're getting crazier and crazier. Who's going to save us? What? You're looking to be saved from like a maybe not even homeless person, just like a guy. I mean, listen, I would freak out if I looked at my security camera, which I don't have, and saw that someone had been trying to break in. I really would freak out. I probably wouldn't have a front door made entirely of glass, and I definitely would have an alarm system. I'd even go so far as to have the sound of a fake dog. I would do that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But again, the other people reacting, oh my God, are we not safe? I mean, nobody's safe. Nobody's unsafe either. Just like shit happens. You hope, it's not your day for shit to happen to you. Chuck says, it's called a race to the bottom. And unfortunately, if California builds a top-notch mental health system, then all those low taxes, no safety net, pull you up by your bootstrap states will be sending all their crazy people to California. They literally do this now. That's why we can't have nice things. So in one way, he's sort of, my kind of person that we don't appreciate people who say, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and they don't help others. But then just like calling people crazy instead of, I don't know, it's a little bit of both. See, you always can find someone, like if you want to know what your friends are up to, what they say in secret, what they think, go on Nextdoor anonymously and find your friends. You'll be like, oh my God, she thinks that? So when I was going off on this tirade about, I don't even know what, about how I wanted to donate at the local women's shelter. And she was nodding, oh, that's so great, Mandy, that she's really just like, I want to kill all these people. You'll find out who your friends really are in this. Raina said, and this was before 7 p.m. where many of my neighbors were still out and about. Glad no one crossed his destructive path. Okay. I mean, I don't know. It's even less scary to me that he did this at 7 p.m. outside in front of people. You know, it's like clearly just someone has lost their mind. Nancy writes, I'm so glad you had such an unbreakable door. I think that's a little bit of like a troll. Like, well, I didn't see any shattered glass. Somebody writes, I'm so disgusted. What has become of our valley? This other woman says, I'm so tired of reading all the horrible news in the neighborhood. I feel like it's taking a toll on me. It's like, this isn't about you. Is it not your door? One woman who's not white says, if you can afford Monaco, that's the place. There are no safe places from someone who has been nationwide and has traveled internationally. I can say that. See, this woman comes in with her perspective. Michelle says, horrible. Why can he not be arrested? Michelle, because the police didn't see him doing this. And you can send the security footage to them, but we have an international face database. I mean, we probably do, but because there's no, they can't, I mean, what do you want? Michelle, what do you want? Why don't you, Michelle, start walking around the neighborhood with zip ties and you can start making citizen arrests. How about that? Someone else said, cops said, if they found him, they would only arrest him if we press charges. I responded, hell yes. Then the cop revealed that the man would likely be released the same night. There are no consequences for bad behavior. I mean, but that's how it goes. You are asked if you want to press charges. And then, yeah, a lot of times people are released the same night for, unfortunately, although this scared you, it was a petty larceny attempt, I think. So, you know, we can't like fill the jails with people kind of like swinging things at doors. I mean, of course, who knows what he would have done had he gotten inside or saw a person? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, this is how it works. But there are consequences. Getting arrested isn't exactly just nothing. I mean, you know, now it's on your record. People can know. It's not great. Do you know what I'm saying? I get it. You want more consequences than that. You want someone who tried to break into your house to be behind bars for the rest of their life, but that punishment does not fit that crime. So you better be happy that we don't have laws like that on the books. Because if you ever did something wrong, like you forgot your key outside and you tried to throw a rock through your own window, you know, there you are getting arrested and being put in jail for the rest of your life. I don't think anything I said just made sense. Don't listen to me. I'm just a fucking podcaster reading the Nextdoor app and calling it a podcast. Oh my God. This Marlo says, please look into getting a large dog. They scare homeless crazies away from myself and my kids when we are walking. I take her everywhere with me. Oh, good. Get a giant dog to bark at people like a Nazi would. Get a German Shepherd. Just go all the way. Just get a Rottweiler and tell everyone who you really are. Michael says, this guy needs to be punished to understand how expensive that door is. And then again, to understand it's disrespectful. Do you know this person? He asks. No, she doesn't know. Are you an idiot? She doesn't know the person. Why would she post it if it turned out it was someone she knew? She's trying to say there's randos around here trying to break our doors down. Oh, he does need to understand how expensive the door is. Yeah, he does understand. You seemed rich, so he's trying to break in your house and take your stuff. Oh, that was an expensive door? My word, I'm sorry I tried to break it. Oh my God. These people, afraid of everything. You know what I'm not afraid of? To keep talking on this podcast. And when you know what you're not afraid of? Joining my Patreon. Come on over. And that's where I will be right after this.